Key sponsor is going to be Betty. Obviously, Betty's not here, so I'm standing in for Betty as a sponsor. I can't sort of do the rest of the thing. Bob's going to stand in to do the initial intro for the president will do, as well as what through the largest line wants international. I'll leave it to Bob.
Okay. Did you want to give a little background on Key?
You want to do that before or after?
So
Keith came to us two, 3 months ago. He had shown an interest. He has a big interest in youth development. Worked with the Franklin's Parks and Rec earlier and studied some of that along with his banking background. He now works for Bank of New Hampshire, but had this interest in getting involved in the youth-related community activities. I'm not sure who your manager, how your manager knew, but and contacted us, and boy, right away he got involved with a couple of Quad Cares events. So we got to read to the kids, and he and Betty put on the free throw contest, which was a great success. So he's already been heavily involved, and so we're thankful to have him involved, and I'll turn over to Bob and do that portion.
That's good. Thank you, Bill. So, it really is a pleasure to be here to do this induction for Keith and for this club. Mel, Tara, myself, and Zach. We no longer will be the newest members. You will become the newest member. As the Lieutenant Governor, one of the things that often happens is that you do the inductions for the new members, as well as an installation when that comes for the officers. Hopefully that'll come one day for you. Just to give you a little background on Kiwanis, which you may already know, is that we started in 1915. We currently have over 500,000 members internationally in over 80 countries. One of the things that we're most proud of is important with you is the fact that you're dealing with youth. That's the other thing that Kiwanis is very into. As you know, we do the key clubs in high school, we do builders clubs for middle school, and then we do Circle K's in college, because the youth are there, they're our future. So we try to instill on them the community spirit, as well as leadership skills. So that's kind of what Kiwanis is about. And some of the other things that we do are, we try to embrace the youth to do those types of things with us. So just the Kiwanis mission, it empowers communities to improve the world by making lasting differences in the lives of children. This is that mission. And in 2015, Kiwanis developed a formula initiative for the purpose of growing and retaining members to do all the good things they've been doing for communities and specifically for children. And while the premise of the formula still remains in place, the whole formula is not necessarily being adhered to, but I think there's three things that came out of it that are important. It's love it, so love Kiwanis and what it stands for by helping children. You're doing that by joining the club today. Share it. Share Kiwanis with the community and people you know and care about it. You can do that by inviting others. And live it. You can do this by participating in many community projects that Kiwanis does, which you've already done as well. Some clubs, what they like to do is they like to have people attend a meeting and do a service project before they even join the club. And you've already done all those things, so that's very rewarding. So again, I want to welcome you to Kiwanis, the Laconia Kiwanis, but also to the New England Bermuda Kiwanis is another stretch of the organization, and then the Kiwanis International. So welcome aboard. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Appreciate it.